It is not so much about how to play the game. In life, the challenge is not so much to figure out how best to play the game, the challenge is to figure out what game you're playing. The game of life or the game of pretense life. Read on, I'll explain the difference. Yesterday's article, email, and the responses have led me to look at life differently. Then I had a phone call. And as you may know, phone calls make brilliant things come out of my mouth. Because it is hard to be silently brilliant. Lots of thoughts occur when you open your mouth. Interaction. Brilliant things said, thoughts, get triggered by interaction. Human interaction. Human interaction we rarely have nowadays in this new world created by technical advancement. Most of my clients babble. The desire to matter, to add their 2 cents worth is overwhelming, I see. But babble is like eating, distributing, selling low-nutrient food. So as weird as it sounds, that sentence above, to figure out what game you are playing, instead of how to play the game, connected in my mind to the game we are playing, or at least some of us are playing, the drink your food challenge. We have decided what the game is. We have decided who we are going to be, the person who is playing that game. And yet, something is awry. Sideways. Not quite. It seems to me, that we are so used to eating low nutrition food in quantity, that when the chewing makes us want less, we may become undernourished. I started the process a whole week before you, and I have found that I am now wanting more food. Not less. It has become clearer than glass that my stomach troubles came from how I eat, but also from what I eat. How did it get clearer? When I occasionally gobble something down, and yesterday I did, I was presented with horrible stomachache. Again. Stomachache that lasted more than 5 hours. Was it a what issue? Muscletist says yes. Was it a how issue? Muscletist surprises me with saying yes again. So what did I eat? 2 spoonfuls of sour cream mixed with maple syrup. That's what. I was craving something sweet. It seems that now I am allergic to my artificial sweetener. Because the hives left since I stopped using it. The constant itching stopped since I stopped drinking milk in my tea. But whatever I have been eating wasn't giving my body everything it wanted. So as it is human nature, I turned to something sweet. Not because it would give my body what it wanted, but because it, like a drug, promised me peace of mind. Oh, what the feck are you talking about, Sophie? Honestly, I am not sure. So the question arises? Is it true that my body wanted something, wanted me to eat something that had what nutrient it was missing? Muscletist says, yes. What was it? Vegetables. Yes. But alas, I don't seem to have the vegetables my body says it wants. I muscle tested every food item I have, and the answer was no, no, no. So I went to my multi-mineral supplement. And Muscletist said, yes. It is one thing to have me check your supplement needs. And quite another thing to be able to check it for yourself, daily, or every time you have a craving. Cravings are always a sign of something missing. About half of the time what's missing is companionship, or fulfillment, or something interesting to do. The other half of the time it is some nutrient. Either temporarily or maybe long term. So the issue is, again, in life the challenge is not so much to figure out how best to play the game, the challenge is to figure out what game you're playing. In that phone call yesterday I found out that somehow the culture we live in frowns on you taking care of yourself. The culture frowns on you being important to yourself. Even if you are a Republican who seemingly is possessed 100% by desire to receive for the self alone. At the expense of others. Even then you will not consider it important to be for yourself. But being that way, playing that game, is against nature. Against life. An abomination. De Lisle asked famously 2,400 years ago, if I am not for myself, who is for me? If I am only for myself, who am I? And if not now, when? The number one area to be for yourself is health. Nutrition. Giving your body what the body needs. Rest. Inner peace. Paying attention. Being present. Slowing the heck down. Exercise. And love. 50% of my business is bodily health. And to no one's surprise, today's humans aren't willing to take care of themselves. I am talking about you. Whether you are a client or not. You are not taking care of yourself. I even include myself. I don't take care of myself either. Take care of yourself for yourself. We behave as if it should be selfish, ugly, or sinful. As if we were a shit stain on God's underwear. If you hear what I am saying, you'll see that you actually don't know how to take care of yourself. You have questions. And you only have the answers that other people, just like yourself, posted on the internet. But if you care to learn how to ask questions, and even just get the answers of your body. And if you get good, maybe, of source, then you could finally start living a life that is in harmony with life itself. Through the very simple act of muscle testing yourself, or anything you can physically connect to. Ask a question and get a yes or no answer. Or if you get a yes no, ask more questions, until it is clearly yes or clearly no. Yes no means maybe, or wrong question. Learn to ask good questions so you get good answers. As promised, the free registration for Sunday's webinar is closed. You can get in for $5. If you know you can't make it live, don't sign up. Recording will be free only for people who actually were there and participated. P.S. I see that I haven't explained. The explanation is relatively simple. We have been painstakingly trained to only care about what we have, instead of who we are and what game would be a game that is in harmony with life. With capital L. I am old. I was born 2 years after the end of World War II. When I grew up, people still cared about virtues. What matters to life? Today people actually do not know that life metes out punishments. Like it, in the original game of life, game was crystal clear. I have found that people cannot see more than a foot from their noses. They cannot see that before death they will suffer a lot. Unimaginable suffering. They cannot see that if they let their spouse die, they will be in the poorhouse. They actually cannot see the cost of doing life the way they are doing life. It's not your fault. And yet, if you want to live a life that is in harmony with life, that is conscious of the traps, it is your job to change what game you play. Instead of the game you were given, more, better, different. The consumer game. The game that makes everyone rich but you. Watch Vox's video, read the article. Oh, and if you are already reading, read the Israel-Hamas article too.